This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. An NLRB judge has found that Chipotle violated federal labor law when store managers fired a Missouri worker who participated in Show Me $15 strikes in 2013. North Korea has decided to allow the border walk by women calling for peace, disarmament, and reunification. San Francisco's police chief said that he'd moved to dismiss seven officers who sent or received text messages that spoke of lynching, African Americans, and burning crosses. Powdered alcohol has been approved for sale by the federal alcohol and beverage authorities, but must be approved by states. So far, six states have banned it as too easy for underage drinkers to access, and there's a federal bill proposed to ban it as well. A survey by PNC Financial Services found that more than half of retirees, 70 or younger, retired before they had originally intended. 40% did so because of health-related issues, and 26% because of layoffs, forced early retirement, or other issues with their employers. By 2030, the number of Americans 65 and older will grow to 72 million, up from 40.2 million in 2010, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. In Oklahoma, scientists are saying that increases in earthquakes are mainly the work of humans, caused by wells used to bury vast amounts of wastewater from oil and gas exploration deep in the earth near fault zones. And they warn that continuing to entomb such huge quantities risk more dangerous tremors. Consumer Product Safety Commission has become alarmed at reports that children were allowing the extra-large magnets in toys like buckyballs, which could attach to each other through the intestines and cause internal injuries if swallowed by children. Such injuries sent 2,900 children and teenagers to the hospital from 2009 to 2013, the commission said, citing data from the National Electronic Injury Surveillance System, the agency's network of self-reporting products. Chicago Tribune polls showed Mayor Emanuel with a commanding lead over Chuy Garcia. He not only has large margin among white voters, but nearly a 2-to-1 margin among black voters, 53% to 28%. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and his bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and KABF FM 88.3 at www.kabf.org.